Senior Nursing Officer at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Elizabeth Medford, said members of the public might see more people who they know are suffering from mental health issues around the communities, and she is appealing to them not to be alarmed. She said this is the case as these mentally ill people are being encouraged to take their medications and lead full productive lives while accessing their medications at community health centers.
We continue in our reintegration of mental health into primary care, and I know that the public is aware of more persons who are reintegrated back into the community because we now have a significant reduction in our patient census, and most patients have been handed over to the district medical officer. So these persons in the community, when they become non-compliant, they may have a crisis that you have to respond to. And we want to build some public support in the community to help persons during these crises. And we want to make it very simple that you can remember and you can do to assist until help comes.
Dr. Medford is encouraging members of the public to remain calm until help arrives when they are dealing with patients affected by mental health illnesses. She said a calm approach is always the best way to deal with these patients.
What we want you to do is to try to remain calm, decrease other distractions, like turn off the TV if the person's inside, the radio. If there are crowded people around, you ask them to leave. Try saying, let's sit down and talk, or let's sit down and be quiet. Speak slowly to them and in a normal voice. Make statements about the behavior you are observing. You may say things like, you seem afraid, or you seem angry, you seem confused. Please tell me what is making you so afraid or so confused.
Dr. Medford is appealing to members of the public never to further aggravate the situation when a person affected by mental health issues is having a breakdown. She is also appealing to members of the public not to take matters into their own hands when dealing with mentally ill people, but instead to call the police who are trained in this regard.
Avoid patronizing authoritative statements like, you are acting bad, or why are you doing that? Let's instead ask why are you afraid, why are you angry, questions like that. Repeat questions or statements when necessary, using the same words each time. Allow the person to have their personal space. Don't stand over them or get too close. Understand that too much emotions from you may upset them even more. And these are some of the things that you would not do at all. We don't want you to shout. We don't want you to criticize. We don't want you to challenge them into acting out. We want you to avoid continuous eye contact. Don't block the doorway so they feel threatened. Don't argue with them about what to do. And don't leave them alone for fear of self-harm. So these are some of the things that we want persons in the community to know, that these are things that you can do to assist the person until help arrives.
Senior Nursing Officer at the Mental Health Rehabilitation Center, Dr. Elizabeth Medford. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.